Okay, so I read this OpenAI post about Codex automating repetitive work, and I kind of loved it, and I can already see your face right now.
My face is saying, this is a very well-written personal blog post about one engineer's workflow. It is not a general claim about what Codex does. The whole piece is basically, I used to set up Kubernetes clusters all week. Now Codex helps me set up Kubernetes clusters all week. That's the delta.
That's a little uncharitable.
Maybe. I'd rate it straight. He's running model evaluations at OpenAI, which is a very specific, very internal workflow. The RunMe notebook setup, the WebMCP integration, the Google Drive index trick. All of that is scaffolding he built for himself. The post doesn't actually show you that any of this generalizes.
Right, but.
And the framing at the end, getting my heartbeats back. That's genuinely charming. But it's also doing a lot of work to make a personal productivity story feel like a product insight.
Okay, I hear you on the generalizability thing, but here's what I actually think is interesting. The notebook is receipt loop. He's not just running Codex and hoping it works. He's building a flywheel where each run documents what happened, why a decision was made, what the dead ends were, and that context feeds the next run. That's the part that stuck with me.
Oh, interesting.
Because we've been saying forever that the receipts are the load-bearing piece. And this is someone actually doing it, not as a compliance checkbox, but as the mechanism that makes the agent useful over time. The documentation flywheel is the product, not the agent.
Yeah, that part I'll give you. The companion index file. The .index.md thing that Google Drive can search. That's genuinely clever. You make previous notebooks discoverable to the agent without building a vector store or a retrieval system. It's using infrastructure that already exists. That's a real insight, not a flashy one.
Right.
What I'm less sure about is the WebMCP piece. The browser-side tool registration is interesting. He avoids running a server because RunMe is a static site, so he just exposes the MCP endpoint from the browser itself. That's architecturally honest. But now your agent is operating through a browser session. What's the failure surface on that? What happens when the tab closes? This is the part the post doesn't touch.
That is such a Draco question. What happens when the tab closes?
It's a real question, Asteria.
No, you're right, it is. I think for the use case he's describing, which is a single engineer running a bounded evaluation workflow with review dates, the tab closes problem is probably manageable. He's watching it from his phone. He's nudging it when it gets stuck. It's not a fully autonomous pipeline.
Sure, for that use case. But the post is implicitly pitching something bigger, collecting and curating context around a workflow, keeping review and approval boundaries in place, improving future Codex runs. That sounds like infrastructure for a team, not a personal notebook. And RunMe is actually in the CNCF sandbox. It got accepted in early 2025. So there is a real project here with real contributors, but a sandbox-level CNCF project, and this solves repetitive work at OpenAI, are different claims, and the post blurs that line.
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't think the post is actually claiming it scales to a team yet. The honest read is one engineer found a pattern that works, documented it publicly, and the pattern is interesting enough to steal. The RunMe repo is open source, Apache 2 license, it's on GitHub. If the pattern is good, people will take it.
That's a more defensible framing than what the post title promises.
Oh, the title is definitely doing PR work. Automating repetitive work at OpenAI sounds like a company-wide transformation. It's one person's RunMe notebook and a very good dog.
Wait, the dogs are real.
He literally ends the post saying he wants his heartbeats back to spend playing with his dogs. That's the full mission statement. I respect it enormously.
Okay, that's actually a good closer. I take back maybe 15% of my skepticism.
Noted, 15% is a lot for you.
Look, where I actually land on this, the receipts loop is real and non-trivial. If you're doing any kind of repetitive operational work where the context is currently scattered across terminal history and Slack and runbooks, which is basically everyone doing cloud infra, the idea of pulling intent, actions, and decisions into one notebook artifact that an agent can read next time. That's worth trying. The RunMay project is the concrete thing to look at.
And the WebMCP integration is worth understanding even if you don't use RunMay, because that browser-side tool registration pattern is going to show up in more places. The reason to avoid a server here isn't laziness, it's keeping notebook data client-side, which is a real data handling decision.
Yeah, I just wish the post was titled, "Here's a workflow pattern I found useful," instead of gesturing at something bigger. It would have been a better post.
It's on GitHub as runmedev/runmay if you want to poke at the actual code. And honestly, after 9 months of us talking about Harness's product, this is someone just building one quietly with a notebook. I find that kind of satisfying.
Yeah. Okay, me too.